Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Catherine Trotter, your host for Leader in You. Well, good morning. Today is May 15th. We are back at it with life lessons other than LL Talk. You might have seen me post that online. Today we are talking about your internal convo, your internal conversations that you have with yourself. What are your internal conversations do you have with yourself on a daily basis? So many times we talk ourselves out of our blessings because of doubt, worry, and fear. Over the years, I know I've had to personally reshape my internal conversations to reflect that which I wanted to be present in my life. Your internal conversations often dictate your next step. As we start off this week, I want us to call into existence by speaking to ourselves what you want to manifest. Again, it's so important that we have these internal conversations because they're going on already, but what are they, positive internal conversations or are they negative? What are you saying about yourself daily? Are you saying that you are more than a conqueror? Are you saying that you are a survivor? Are you saying that you will make it through the 12th round even though life will throw you so many blows? Or are you saying defeating words to yourself that I'm not sure how many are going to make it to the end of the week, that I'm not even sure how I'm going to make it through this day? A lot of times things can become so challenging that we cannot defeat our own selves with our words and our language. Internal conversation is so key, it's so important, because if no one else is speaking life to you, you have to do that with yourself. And a lot of times, yes, it can be challenging. Yes, it can be overwhelming to even muster up that energy and muster up that inner strength, that inner will in you to even be able to do that. But for ladies and gentlemen that are listening to the show live, whether you've called in, whether you are logging in online, or even if you're going to be listening to this show later on the replay line, I thank you for joining Leader in You. Thank you for being consistent listeners along the way since we even started Leader in You a couple of springs ago. Again, for those that have just joined and those that are coming on to the show and listening to the show, we started a new series a couple of Mondays ago, and it's called Life Lessons. These are life lessons that I personally have been through, or life lessons in general that some of my colleagues have been through. And so every Monday at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we are talking about life lessons. A lot of times we go through so many things in our life, and we sometimes, you know, defeat our own self with our internal conversations. This morning, I want you to take a pause, and I want you to say something positive to yourself. I will have a successful day. I will have a productive day. I am calling greatness into my circle. I am not fearful of what today will bring or what this week will bring. I am more than a conqueror. I am successful. My business will flourish. There's nothing that's going to stop me. There's nothing that's going to hold me back. I am the head, and I am not the tail. I am above. I am not beneath. I am the lender. I'm not the borrower. These are things that we have to say to ourselves. Because a lot of times as we move forward and as we progress in life, life is going to come no matter what. We can't predict what life is going to bring. We can't predict the unpredictable, okay? But when those things happen, we have to immediately have internal conversations to combat any negative that is trying to enter our sphere of our positive flow for that day, for that week, or what have you. Now, there are some steps for our internal dialogue when we have with ourselves. One of the things is that we have to spend time in silence. Sometimes we just have to pull away from everything and just get quiet. How often do you do that to the listening audience? How often do you pull away and get quiet unto yourself in a course of a 7-day week, in a course of 2 weeks? How about a 30-day period? How about a quarter? How many of you are spending time with self? Getting one with self, getting to know self, what do you like, what do you don't like, and things that are challenging, getting to self to be able to work through some of those problems, to work through some of those situations. The other thing that's so important is that we have to cultivate gratitude. Why is that so important when we're talking about internal? Because a lot of times we will see our situations and it can look like a mountain, it can look like a hill, but a lot of times we don't appreciate how far we have come. So what I say to you, for all that's listening, start saying to yourself, I am grateful for, you fill in the blank. And then that will begin to create positive momentum in your internal dialogue. Focusing on what's good, uplifting in your life, it will also change the dynamics and the conditions that's going on around you. Because, see, a lot of times it starts with our thoughts. Whether we know it or not, our thought, our mental capacity, what we think, it creates an atmosphere. Everything that's around you, if it's not what you want, when you look up, you wake up in the morning and you're starting off your work week and you feel like, well, it's the same old, it's the same week, same situation, going to the same job, same place, well, then you have the power to change that. It doesn't have to be the same. Even if you're going to the same job that you may despise, okay, well, you do something in the course of this day and this week to refresh it for yourself, to give yourself that extra boost, to shift the dynamics, to shift the conditions around you. You have the power to shift the conditions around you. Nobody else does. Even if no one else wants to change their energy flow, you can. No one is obligated to you for your conditions around you, and that's so important, because a lot of times we try to put the power in someone else's hands, saying, well, they, you know, are like this or they are like that, and but it, somebody else, it has nothing to do with your internal conversations. You have to flip it around. You have to change the dynamics that's going on in your life. You have control over the conditions in your life, and because I am a believer, I totally believe that God, praying to God and allowing him and giving him situations that's so above my control that I can't control, I pray and I give it to God and say, God, I can't handle this. I this is something above me. Whatever your thing might be for you to release that negative energy so that you can get into a space of positive flow, because, see, the thing is, how you start off a week is going to dictate your week. Don't wake up this morning grumbling and complaining, saying it's the same old, same old. It does not have to be the same old, same old, same old. If you continue to say to yourself it's the same old, it's going to be just that. The other thing, we must avoid negativity, okay? One of the things in society today, when you turn on the news, you turn on the radio, it's not a lot of positive news that's being shared. 9 out of 10 is something negative that's being shared. So what I say to you, you create your own news flow, right? Create your own news for the week. You create that internal dialogue to say, this is how it's going to be for me. I don't care what's going on in society. I'm not naive of what's going on in society. I'm very in tune with the reality of what's going on. However, that doesn't have to be the totality of my reality. What someone else's reality is in their life does not have to be yours. And a lot of times we have to take the risk and move out of any negative energy circles that is not conducive for your growth. A lot of times we stay so stuck in energy circles because that's what we've known all of our life, and that's what we're used to, that's what we've been born into, and we don't want to really step beyond those boundaries to the other side of what we may not be familiar with. Okay, but one of the things that's so important, we have to surround ourselves with like-minded people that as we continue to grow and change our internal conversations, it is congruent with the other person that's in our inner circle. The other thing that's so important about internal conversations is that we must harness the power of affirmations. I am, you fill in the blank. I am is a powerful two-word word. I am. Those two words is powerful because it shapes your reality. I am are the most two powerful words, and whatever you put after that, see, you no one else can control what you want to put after the I am, right? Only you can. Even if someone came to you and said, you're not anything, you're not going to be anything, your business failed, it looks like it's failing, why don't you close up shop? I've been told that before, you might as well close up shop, it looks like it's not going to be prosperous. But I did not receive that. The more those negative words came to me, the more I pushed harder, because I'm not going to receive that negative mantle over my life. Affirmations are so strong. It is positive self-talk statements. And what does it do? It helps reprogram your subconscious mind and your internal dialogue toward a more constructive mental environment. It affirms you. It gets you to a place where you tune out all the negative energy and you focus on what you will to be in your space. You need to practice impeccable speech and behavior, because speech is one thing. You can say to yourself all day long, I'm going to be this great business owner, I'm going to be this great business owner, but if you have no execution, it means nothing. Your speech and your behavior are natural things that should go hand in hand. They should be parallel of each other. And one of the things that's so important is that what we say and how we follow up with it when it comes to the execution part of it, it's a yin and a yang, okay? And I just want to pause for a second to say once again, thanks everyone for joining the show this morning by way of calling in, by way of logging in online, and also for those that will be joining us through the replay line. We see you. We thank you for being part of this show several weeks since we have started the new series of Life Lessons. Again, for those that have just joined us, today we are talking about your internal convo. What is your internal conversation that you have with yourself? What is your internal conversation that you have with yourself daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly? Do you retreat? Do you take time for yourself? Do you take that time away to discover who you are and what it is that you really want? The other thing that's important is to remember your true nature. In other words, remember who you truly are, who you've been called to be, what you were born for, your innate ability. Something, when I think about innate ability, it is something that one cannot be taught. It cannot be taught from a book. It cannot be taught from a lecture. It is a part of you. It is who you are. It is a part of your DNA. It's innate. It comes out of you naturally. And a lot of times, you know, we get ourselves into situations that are confining, right? And then when we put ourselves into confining situations that does not bring out our natural state of who we are, we feel stifled. We feel frustrated. And then sometimes we feel imprisoned because then that loyalty, and we talked about on one of the other shows, on our Life Lesson shows, about loyalty in terms of feeling so captured when we talked about the gatekeeper. And if you haven't listened to the gatekeeper, I strongly encourage you to go back to that show and listen to the gatekeeper and what we talked about. But when it comes to moving forward with our life, a lot of times our internal conversations is, I can't move forward because I feel like I'm going to leave people behind. There's so many different types of internal conversations that we have, but one of the things that's important, we have to continue to push forward. We have to continue to move forward into our place of destiny, into our place of where we're going to be designed to go to. So one of the things that's so super important, even like how we talked about it on the first episode of Life Lessons, we talked about identity theft. A lot of times when we feel we have not fully embraced who we are as an individual, and individuals have put their will or their identity on us, our internal conversations are not reflective of who we are. It is reflective of what someone else has said about us. So when we think about internal conversations, we have to really pull away. That's why retreating and getting to self is so important. I know that's something that I've started doing as of late, retreating, getting unto myself, having that quiet time to process everything that's going on around me, to process who I am, the next phase that I want to go into my life, so that way I can be progressive. The only way we can be progressive, you, I, anyone that's listening to this show can be progressive, is that we have to check conversations. A lot of times, you know, what we think is going on and it's playing like a movie screen in our head. And before we know it, you've done the preview. You've done the beginning of the movie, the middle, and the conclusion. The movie's done. It's all played out in your head. But this is done in the subconscious mind. And then what happens is when we wake up in the morning and when we start our day and we go throughout our work week, you're operating out of what you created in your subconscious mind. It doesn't mean that it's reality, but it's something, it's a false perception, it's a false reality that you've conjured up in your mind. You know, and a lot of times we may not even think it, we may not even see it, because it just happens. And that's why your energy circle is so important, not just energy circle about other people. What is your energy circle within yourself? What are you allowing yourself to listen to? What are you allowing yourself to read? What books are you reading right now? Because sometimes your energy circle is what you are watching. It don't have anything to do with anybody else. What are you watching on TV? What are you listening to? What's going in your ear? Right? One of the things, you know, I know we all have favorite shows, favorite movies and things of that nature, not negating any movie or show, so I'm not going to highlight any particular one, but we all know, you know, if there are certain things that are not, you know, congruent. For example, I don't like horror movies. The cutting up people and blood, gore, I don't have anything against anybody that loves horror movies, but I'm not a horror movie fan. I don't want to take that into my internal mindset and be thinking about that. You know, so we have to watch what we take in. We have to watch what we think. We have to watch it all. So when we talk about our internal conversations, it's so important of what were we saying to ourselves, because it can show up in many ways, in many areas of our life. For example, myself, I had to have internal conversations. You know, I battle my weight, and I have a irregular thyroid. And so, you know, I can't say to myself, oh, just because I have irregular thyroid, you know, that's the reason for either the weight gain. But I also have to check my internal conversations. What am I doing? What am I feeding myself on a daily, weekly basis? Am I feeding my body healthy stuff, or am I feeding my body junk, right? And sometimes we can psych ourselves out and put it on other things as opposed to taking a reality check with ourselves. And that's why when we talked about identity theft the first week, it was about taking an inventory of self, right? Then the following phase, when we talked about last week, the gatekeeper, who's trying to block you from moving into your destined place, right? Who's blocking you? Sometimes it's not other people. Sometimes it's ourselves. Sometimes the blockage is your internal conversation. Sometimes the blockage is simply, what are you saying to yourself? What are you saying to yourself on a daily basis? I am. I am this. I am that. Who are you? For all that are listening right now, for those that just joined the show, thank you. We are back at it again this Monday morning with Life Lessons, and today's topic is your internal convo, your internal conversations. What are you saying to yourself? What are you saying about yourself, right? But also, I want to, as we get to wind down in the last couple of minutes, because every Monday is a 20-minute inspiration from 8:30 to 8:50. What are you allowing other people to say to you, and are you taking it in? Are you taking it in? I want us all to take a moment. If you haven't taken a silent moment, I want you to take a moment right now to think about that. Conversations are you having with other people that you now are internalizing, and it has become your ongoing internal conversation to yourself and with yourself, right? We all have to check that, even including myself. On a daily basis, I have to get up. I have to state who I am, who I'm becoming, not who I was, not where I've been. I got to get up, and I got to continue to move forward and persevere. It's not about where I've been. It's about where I'm going. It's not about where you've been. It's about where you're going, right? We all mess up. We all have flaws. We none of us are perfect. But at the end of the day, we cannot fall into a slump of saying, I messed up, and that's where you have to live. Don't live in the land of the mess up, right? The land of the mess up, that's natural. You're human. It's going to happen. But it's about you picking yourself up. I talked about, you know, before in one of the conversations, boxing, the 12th round, right? You may find yourself in the 12th round. You may have even found yourself on the floor, but that don't mean you have to stay on the floor on the 12th round. You can get back up. Stop telling yourself you're in the 12th round and you can't rebound. You cannot bounce back. You have a cheering corner for you. Even though you may feel you don't have a cheering corner, you have a cheering corner that wants you to bounce back. So today is the day of the bounce back, okay? Today is the day that you're going to change your internal conversations. Today is the day that you're going to turn away from talking to yourself in a negative way. Today is that day that you're going to bounce back. Today is that day that you're going to start loving yourself. Today is that day that you're going to start appreciating yourself. Today is that day that you're no longer going to close the door of possibilities, because you've been telling yourself, there's no possibilities for me. This is all I can do. This is all how I can be. This is where I have to live all the rest of my life. I can't aspire to move in an area that I may really want to live into because I just don't have the adequate means or what have you. Stop defeating yourself before you even pursue. That is an internal conversation where we cut ourselves off from a blessing before the blessing even occurs. One of the things that's so key and so important as we continue to move forward in our life, there's a quote by Deepak Chopra, and it says, you must find a place inside yourself where nothing is impossible. I'm going to say that again. You must find the place inside yourself where nothing is impossible, and that's by Deepak Chopra. And what I want to say to you this morning as we get ready to wind down in the last minute of the show, I want you to say to yourself, I am more than a conqueror. I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. I am the lender and not the borrower. So you have to say these things to yourself, even if no one in your inner circle is saying it. But we talked about that last week for the gatekeeper. You have to change your internal circle. You do. If it's not congruent to where you're going and where you're growing, it must be a change. It must not going to be easy, but you have to do it to go to the next level. One of the things that I would say to everyone listening to this show right now, continue to persevere, continue to push through, continue to morph into that person that you are designed to be. So anyone that would like to get in contact with me, thank you for joining the show. You can shoot me an email at ct@katherinetrotter.com. You can also check out my website at katherinetrotter.com. That's CatherineTrotter.com. I would love to speak with you. I would love to coach you. One of the main things that I focus on is strategic planning. So if you are a philanthropic organization, I have a book for you. It's called Community Engagement from Concept to Implementation, 8 Steps to Unlocking Your Creative Ideas. That is a book to help you come up with your creative concept, but also your strategic model to thrust you in to seeing your reality right before your eyes. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is our time for today, and I will see you again, hear you again next week for Life Lessons next Monday, 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Love you all, and I'm going to see everybody at the top.